Video game actors are now on strike. Here's why. Los Angeles, Hollywood's video game performers went on strike July 26 after negotiations with game industry giants that began more than a year and a half ago came to a halt over artificial intelligence protections. Leaders of the Screen Actors Guild American Federation of Television and Radio Artists have billed the issues behind the labor dispute, and AI in particular, as an existential crisis for performers. Game voice actors and motion capture artists' likenesses, they say, could be replicated by AI and used without their consent and without fair compensation. The union says the unregulated use of AI poses an equal or even greater threat to performers in the video game industry than it does in film and television because the capacity to cheaply and easily create convincing digital replicas of performers' voices is widely available. SAG-AFTRA negotiators said gains had been made over wages and job safety in the video game contract, but that the two sides remain split over the regulation of generative AI. A spokesperson for the video game producers, Audrey Cooling, said the studios offered meaningful AI protections to performers in their proposal, but SAG-AFTRA's negotiating committee said that the studios' definition of who constitutes a performer is key to understanding the issue of who would be protected. The industry has told us point blank that they do not necessarily consider everyone who is rendering movement performance to be a performer that is covered by the collective bargaining agreement, SAG-AFTRA Chief Contracts Officer Ray Rodriguez said at a news conference on July 25 afternoon. He said some physical performances are being treated as data. Here are five things to know about the strike, which went into effect 12:01 a.m. July 26. Who is covered under the contract? The agreement covers more than 2,500 off-camera voiceover performers, on-camera performers, stunt coordinators, singers, dancers, puppeteers, and background performers, according to SAG-AFTRA. Which game companies are involved? The union had been negotiating with an industry bargaining group consisting of signatory video game companies, including divisions of Activision and Electronic Arts. Those companies are Activision Productions Incorporated, Blindlight LLC, Disney Character Voices Incorporated, Electronic Arts Productions Incorporated, Formosa Interactive LLC, Insomniac Games Incorporated, Llama Productions LLC, Take-Two Productions Incorporated, VoiceWorks Productions Incorporated and WB Games Incorporated, the union said. We are disappointed the union has chosen to walk away when we are so close to a deal, and we remain prepared to resume negotiations, Ms. Cooling said. Not the first time video game actors have gone on strike. July 25's labor action marks the second time SAG-AFTRA's video game performers have gone on strike. Their first work stoppage, in October 2016, began after more than 1 year of negotiations failed. The union and video game companies reached a tentative deal 11 months later, in September 2017. At the time, the strike, which helped secure a bonus compensation structure for voice actors and performance capture artists, was the longest in the union's history, following the merger of Hollywood's two largest actors' unions in 2012. What are performers asking for? SAG-AFTRA has said that some of the key issues include securing wages that keep up with inflation, protections around exploitative uses of artificial intelligence, and safety precautions that account for the strain of physical performances as well as vocal stress. Union negotiators told the Associated Press that they had made gains in bargaining over wages and job safety, but that the game studios refused to provide an equal level of protection from the dangers of AI for all our members. If we had seen sufficient protection for all performers who work this contract, then we would not be here today, Interactive Media Agreement Negotiating Committee Chair Sarah El-Mali said in an interview July 25 afternoon. AI is the sticking point. Although the unchecked use of artificial intelligence has been a sticking point in talks, voice actors and members of the union negotiating committee have said they are not anti-AI. The performers are worried, however, that unchecked use of AI could provide game makers with a means to displace them by training an AI to replicate an actor's voice or to create a digital replica of their likeness without consent. Some also argue that AI could also strip less experienced actors of the chance to land smaller background roles, such as non-player characters, where they typically cut their teeth before landing larger roles. The unchecked use of AI, performers say, could also lead to ethical issues if their voices or likenesses are used to create content that they do not morally agree with. SAG-AFTRA created a separate contract in February that covered indie and lower-budget video game projects. The tiered budget independent interactive media agreement contains some of the protections on AI that video game industry bargaining group rejected. The union also announced a side deal with AI voice company Replica Studios in January that enables major studios to work with unionized actors to create and license a digital replica of their voice. It also sets terms that allow performers to opt out of having their voices used in perpetuity. By Sarah Parvini.